Our Father and our God, we want to thank you this morning for giving us this opportunity again to share the glorious word with your people. Lord, we thank you, God, because I know that, Father, today you will grant us access into your word. And Lord, I pray for all our hearers today that, Lord, their life will never and never be the same thing again in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray that, Lord, through the word of today, touch that man hearing us, touch that woman. Father, I pray that, Lord, you will turn every obstacle to break through in their lives in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we give you glory because you will honor your word even as we speak it right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, Lord. Blessed be your name, O God. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Thank God for this morning. I want to welcome all of you there onto this program, Church on the Air. I want to thank you so much for all those who are following us. Thank you for all your questions. Thank you for those who are coming to church and coming to ministry for deliverance service. Thank God for, you know, God doing wonderful things in our life this day. To him be all the glory in the name of Jesus. I believe I meet you well. I decree it is well with you. Now, as we are going toward the end of the year, the Lord will preserve you, preserve your children. The Lord will be with you. In fact, I pray that before in the next few days, you will have a glorious testimony in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Now, for some times now, we've been talking on, you know, rising above limitation. Rising above limitation. But now, you know, in the last sharing, we're talking on, you know, how to rise above limitation. How to rise above limitation. Number one, we said that to rise above limitation, you must count on God's ability and not your own ability. You know, because your own ability is limited. God's ability is unlimited. So when you count on God's ability, you'll be able to overcome every obstacle in life. Number two, we say we must walk by faith. Why? Because it is called that, you know, limitation exists for those who walk by sight. Those who walk by sight, you know, they are limited. And you see now, number three, we say that, you know, we must engage wisdom. That is, that wisdom is a spiritual force. And that wisdom is knowing what to do to overcome every challenge in life. These are the things, the three things we have studied under how to rise above limitation. And today I want to give you the last 2 points and then to go on and then we can close, you know, and then move to another topic entirely. Hallelujah. Today, which is the first point, and it is point number 4, according to where we have started. How to rise above limitation is that, you know, you must walk by prayer and praise. You must understand that, you know, prayer and praise has the force to disband any obstacle that may stand in your way. People don't understand the principles and the power of praise. You know, the moment you discover that your life is under God's law, that you are not moving as you should do, excuse me, engage the forces of, you know, prayer and praise. Because we saw what happened, you know, in the book of Acts. Let's go to that place again. Acts 16 from verse 25 to 26. Acts 16, 25 to 26.
And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed.
So we can see that through Paul and Silas, as they sang praises and they prayed to God, you know, every obstacle, you know, were removed. What are those obstacles in your life this morning? What are the power that is tying you down? What are those things that has neutralized all that God has planned for your life? What are those things that you are confronting right now? You know, what are the problems in your life? Excuse me now. Engage the power of praise and prayer. You will discover that when you employ that praise and prayer, God will intervene. You know, you will see that, you know, that problem that looks like a mighty rock before you, the power of God will push them away. The problem has been that you have not prayed enough. You are not praised enough. Praise him, you will see his mighty power. Praise him, you will see God at work. You know, when you praise God, God himself will come into your situation. If I do know that when you pray, in the scripture, when people pray, God send angels to them. When people pray, God send one angel to come and intervene. But when you praise, God himself will come. He will come to show his mighty power. He will come to show his authority. He will come to show that he is behind you. So, why can't you start to praise him? If you say, I can't praise him now. You know, I don't even have to praise him. Just start somehow. Start to praise him over that limitation in your life, over that problem. A lot of people, they have limitation. One woman came and said, you see, the problem has just been that, you know, I've been believing God for a child for a long time, for the past 17 years. I said, and we have prayed. She has gone to mountains. She has used everything. Nothing worked. And the Lord said, go on 7 days, praise vigil. 7 days praise vigil. And 7 days praise vigil open doors for her. I see God open door for you. As you embark on the power of this praise and worship. You know, I see God open door for your family. You know, things that look so difficult. Just going to praise. So, you know, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praise to God. You know, and the Bible says, suddenly there was a great earthquake. God came in. You know, the Bible says, the foundation of the prison was shaken and immediately all the doors were open. Who opened the door? It was praise. Can you see that? So, your praise brings God. The foundation were shaking, showing the arrival of a great personality. You know, when you praise God, you are inviting God to your life. That is why you must not come to church after praise and worship. Because when you praise God, when you worship God, you are bringing down the glory of God. Can you see that? So, you know, and let me say this to that. Prayers that most mountain are offered with thanksgiving. That is why, you know, as you are thanking God, praising him, you know, your mountains are being moved away. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Even Jesus rose above the limitation in the wilderness when he fed 5,000 people. You know, when they were there, it's like, what are they going to eat? What will they eat? And there are 5,000 people there, excluding women and children. Can you imagine that? And nothing to eat in the wilderness. Are you also in the wilderness of life today? There is nothing to eat. Nothing for you to eat. Nothing. Excuse me. Believe God. You know, and praise him. By the time you praise him, you will see his mighty power. I remember in those days, there was a time, you know, in our lives, myself, my wife, nothing to eat. In those days, you know, and when we are going to bed, you know what we're doing? We're just praising God. Praising God. You know, we are dancing, rejoicing, as if to say we are very full. Do you know that in the morning, somebody just put some yams, you know, tuber of yam by the door side. Up till today, we didn't know the person that put the yam there. We ask all our neighbors. Nobody could tell us, hey, I'm the one that put that yam there. It's now over 20-something years ago. Now, can you see the power of praise? Providing. You know, the problem is that you have been complaining. You have been complaining. Jesus Christ, you know, he rose above that limitation. Limitation of, you know, stagnation. Limitation of dryness. Limitation of situation where there was nothing to eat. He fed 5,000 people through the weapon of prayer. Through the weapon of praise. Now, if you can praise him, he will raise you. All those who can praise him, he will raise them. You know, let's see it in book of John. John chapter 6, let's read from verse 5 to 13. John chapter 6, from verse 5 to 13.
When Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, he said unto Philip, when shall we buy bread that this may eat? And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 penny worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said unto him, There is a lad here which has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but what are they among so many? And Jesus said, Make the men sit down. Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number, about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes, as much as they would. When they were filled, he said unto his disciples, Gather up fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Therefore they gathered them together, and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves, which remain over and above unto them that had eaten.
Hallelujah! Can you see the miracle of supernatural provision? You know, Jesus gave thanks. He gave thanks. And after he gave the thanks, we were told that, you know, surplus came. Excuse me, stop your complaint. Give thanks. Give thanks for your life. Give thanks for what is happening in your life. Give thanks for that failure. Give thanks for that shortcoming. Give thanks for everything that looks abnormal. Give thanks. When you give thanks, God will fill your tank. When you give thanks, God will come in. Can you see now? So Jesus gave thanks, and we saw, you know, the power of God at work. So if you want to, you know, move above limitation, you need to employ the power of prayer and praise. Then number two now, which is number five, is that we have this, the grace. You know, there's grace in us. Grace to help us to move above. Grace to help us, you know, to rise above limitation. There is grace. You know, this grace has been given by Jesus Christ. Let's see 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. 2 Corinthians chapter number 12, verse 9.
And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me.
That was what I Paul. You know, he was telling Jesus, take away, you know, this thing from me. You know, look at verse 6, yes?
For though I would desire to glory, I shall not be a fool, for I will say the truth. But now I forbear, lest any man should think of me above that which he seeth me to be.
7 now.
And lest I should be exalted above measure, through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure.
The messenger of Satan. So Paul had, you know, an obstacle. He has something limiting him, you know, and he called unto Jesus, help me out. And Jesus Christ said, listen, see, my grace is what? Is sufficient for you. My grace is sufficient for you. So God cannot be limited by anyone or in anything. Why? Because of grace. You know, so his grace is sufficient for you and me in every situation we are passing through. In every situation we pass through in our life, there's a grace to go through. Can you see that? It's a grace. So these graces are for those who are genuinely born again. You know, God has made available grace for people who are born again, for them to continue life journey despite every obstruction in life. There are many people today, you know what they do? They go and jump into the water, jump into the lagoon. Some of them will just take some, they will kill themselves. And when you do that, excuse me, you are not going to heaven. You are going to hellfire straight. Now, why? Because they can't see God again. They can't see solution again. They cannot see God coming to their problem again. They felt that there is nothing again. So they just kill themselves. Excuse me, if you are thinking like this, you better change your mind. You know? So you must know, you must be optimistic. And you must know that there is a grace. The grace of God will build me out of this problem. The grace of God will give me joy at the end of the day. You know, at the end of every tunnel there is light. I know that God will see me through. That is grace. So it was Jesus Christ that paid for this grace for us. Because he went to the cross, he bare our sicknesses, you know, he did everything for us. He became poor for us to be rich, you know. He was nailed because of us. And the grace now came to us. Excuse me, there is grace in you to be able to pass through everything you are going to rely on. I will see you after this time out in Jesus' name.
Are you under satanic covenant or curses? Is your life full of delay or no accomplishment at all? Join Reverend David Onanuga and Crush the Devil program every Friday by 10 a.m. at Christian Dominion Network Ministries International, behind Daptop Oil and Gas, Rock City Avenue, Acero, Abeokuta. Come and experience God's power. Jesus is Lord.
Welcome back in the name of Jesus Christ. So today we have seen that we can rise above every limitation, you know, when we count on God's ability, when we walk by faith, when we engage the wisdom of God, when we employ the power of praise and worship, and number five, when we have insufficient grace. Now let me start to conclude that how can I break through limitations and barriers? How can I break through limitations and barriers? Number one thing is that you must have a vision. A lot of people are visionless. The reason why your life is stagnant today or is standstill today is because there's no vision. You know, when there's a vision, there's something that you are pursuing. A lot of people today, they just sit down, say, there is no job, there is nothing to do, and they sit down like that. You know, doing nothing. Excuse me. Arise now and have a vision. Arise now. You must not die like this. Hear me? Even though there is no work, you can still create one for yourself. Are you hearing me this morning? You can still do something. You know why? You must have a vision. You know, because, you know, one man, I think it was Paul Harvard, that said that, you know, a blind man's world is bounded by the limit of his touch. Can you see now? And a great man's world is bounded by the limit of his vision. You know, you are bounded by the limit of your vision. Let's see Proverbs 29 verse 18. Proverbs 29 verse 18.
Where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he.
Where there is no vision, people perish. Can you see now? The reason why you are stagnated in life, because you have no vision. Excuse me, what is your vision for living? Why are you living in this world? What do you expect for next year, for example? 2023 is coming very, very soon. Now, what are your expectations? How will you live it? It's by vision. Vision is, you know, what you are to do, or God wants you to do, or you plan to do at a particular time. Now, what's your vision? You are not animal. You are not a goat. You must have a vision, you know? So, you must rise up now with a vision. You can make it in life with vision. So, you must have a vision for your life. For you not to be stagnant in life. For you not to be limited in life. People who are limited are visionless people. Arise now. You know, number two thing, you know, to break through limitations and barriers is that you must turn that vision and dream into goals. You know, a goal is a dream with specific plan of action. You know, it's a definite, you know, time frame for its achievement. So, you know, turn your vision, turn your dream into goals. Because when you don't have a goal, you are a goat. A man without a goal is a goat, just wandering around. Can you see now? But when you have a goal, you will be committed. So, you know, turn that vision to goal. Don't be saying, I want to do this, and you won't do it at last. No. Turn your vision to goal. The number three thing is that you must focus on your goals. You know, focus. You know, the reason why you are not moving forward is because you don't focus. Focus. Let us see the Bible in Hebrews chapter 12. Can we look at verse 2 there? Hebrews 12, verse 2.
Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith.
What you see is what you seized. What you see with your eyes is what you seize in your hand. So, you know, you must focus. Many people today, they are distracted. You know, they are distracted. They are not going anywhere because their goals have been, you know, destroyed. So, you see obstacles and limitations when you take your eyes off the goals of your life. You know, the reason why you see obstacles And you see limitation is because you have taken your eyes off the goal. You know, you must go back to the goal of your life. Also, you know, the fear of future set in and paralyzes your initiative and problem solving capacity. Why? Because you lost focus. You become what you see. You become what you see. In fact, you become what you hear. That is why you must focus. There's an animal called chameleon. When chameleon focuses you, it will take your glory. When you focus this good thing, glorious things will be your portion. What are you focusing today? Are you distracted? Don't allow all this world to distract you. Don't allow immorality to distract you. So, you know, focus. Focus very, very well. Number four thing that can make you to break through limitation is stop procrastination. Stop procrastination. Why? Because nothing will get done at all if a man waits until he could do something so well that no one will find fault with it. You know what I'm saying to you now? Don't postpone what you can do today till tomorrow. You know, procrastination is a thief of time. Don't allow you to be saying, I will do it tomorrow. What you can do today, do it. And I used to tell students who are close to us here, you know, they broadcast, I will read my book tomorrow. I will study tomorrow. Why not today? What are you doing today? You know, a man procrastinating is a man building a world of future with that foundation. Can you arise today and start, you know, to do something and stop procrastination? And then the last thing I will discuss with you today, you know, under this topic of how to break through limitation and barrier, is that you must seek knowledge. You must improve yourself. Bible says, my people perish because they lack knowledge. Knowledge is so important. You know, and I've told that a man of God said, you know, there is no limitation anywhere, it's lack of knowledge. Can you see that? So improve yourself. Go to school, acquire skills. Acquire skills, develop yourself. You know, look for something better. You know, what you are doing, improve on it. Improve on it. If you can improve on it, then you will see better patronage. You will see people appreciating you. Stop doing something the same way all the time. Anything you are doing the same way will produce the same result. But when you do something in a different way, you will have an outstanding result. Are you following me now? So, arise now. You know, look for knowledge. You know, develop yourself. Go to school. You know, do this and that. Go for vocational training. By the time you come out, you will see yourself refined. You will see that it's a man of knowledge that commands the world attention. It's a man of knowledge that commands the world attention. I am sure too that you want to command the attention of the people of this world. Go for knowledge. Then knowledge gives you an edge. Knowledge is what? Something that gives you an edge over others. You know, you have an edge over your fellow, over your friend. That is knowledge. I promise to God this morning, and I pray that the hands of God will help you. I come against every form of limitation in your life. I ask the power of God to break every yoke of the enemy in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Every spiritual limitation, every power limiting you today has come to an end. You will no longer be restricted. You will no longer be resisted in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray for you. What you have started, you will complete in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for you that every forces of darkness that has been assigned to keep you below God's standard is over in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for you that sin will not tie you down. Lack of knowledge will not tie you down. I pray for you this day that, you know, every emotional forces that is against your life, either it is anger, temper or anything in your life, has come to an end in the name of Jesus Christ. Your thought will not limit you again. You will think well. You will think like Jesus Christ in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I pray finally that you receive grace to move further in life. I will see you again next week. And if you have any question, please feel free to ask me. And also I will see you in church tomorrow for the anointing service. It will be well. Hallelujah. God be with you. In Jesus' name.
for free prayer and counseling, kindly reach Reverend David Muyiwa Ononuga on 080-33-855-927. 080-33-855-927. God bless you.
Thank God for this word of God you have just heard. You need to give your life to Jesus. Say after me, Father, in the name of Jesus, I give my life to Jesus. Jesus Christ, come to my life and be my Lord and my Savior. Lord Jesus, as from today, I belong to you. I will serve you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for saving me, in Jesus' name, amen.
Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away.
I know you have been blessed by this powerful message and the ministration of Reverend David Muyiwa Ononuga. You can order for the CD of this message or previous messages. Send your prayer requests to us at Tema Bible School, the man for our free tracts and magazines. Invite us to minister deliverance or healing. Come for our free counseling and deliverance prayer on Friday morning. The man for our books on various topics. Join us in our family life and leadership conference or fellowship with us at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, aka Dominion Tabernacle, opposite Aladesomi Bus Stop, Rock City Avenue, Ashera, Abeokuta, on Tuesday for Discipleship Hour by 5:30, Thursday for Blood of Jesus Service by 5:30, and Sunday, First Service, Jesus the Doctor, 8 a.m., and Second Service, Celebration Service, 9 a.m. See you next week on this channel, this same time. Jesus is Lord.